told them about her secret knot. They were very kind. They told Posy she was just a little girl. They said everything would be all right. It made Posy feel a little bit better. Now she had to tell her mom to feel all the way better. She got out of bed and put on her pink tutu. Princess Posy could do anything, even some hard. Her mom was making pancakes. Posy stopped in the kitchen door. "Mom," said Posy. Her mom turned around. "Why such a long face on Christmas Eve day?" she asked. "I have to tell you something bad." "Posy, what is it?" Her mom put down her spoon. "Santa Claus might not come to our house," said Posy. Everything got blurry. Gramps had come in from outside. "Maybe might not come?" he said. "Of course he will." Posy's mom sat down and pulled Posy onto her lap. "What's this all about?" she said in a gentle voice. "The secret knot came loose." All of Posy's worries floated out. "I need a real magic wand," Posy cried. "But Santa knows I told a lie." "Sweetie, it was my fault," said her mom. "I never should have put a breakable ornament where Danny could reach it. You were the best little girl in the world." Gramps said, "Who drew the picture that made Mrs. Romero so happy?" "Me," Posy sniffed. "Who made a man with two left feet brave enough to dance on his date?" "Me." "Did you need a magic wand to do those things?" Gramps shook his head. "No, you did them yourself." "Gramps is right." Posy's mom hugged her tight. She kissed Posy's wet face. "You never have to be afraid to tell me when something happens, okay?" "Okay." "Feel better now?" her mom said. Posy nodded. The secret knot was gone. Danny yelled and banged his cup of his high chair. Posy's mom laughed. "I think Danny feels left out," she said. "I'm with you, Danny. Let's get the show on the road," said Gramps. He lifted Danny out of his high chair and put him on his shoulders. Danny grabbed Gramps' hair. Are we going to this parade or not?" Gramps said. "We're going," Posy cried. "Like that?" her mom asked. Posy looked down. She had on her pajamas under her tutu. "Oh, for goodness sake," Posy shouted. "I'll be right back." night, Posy tried to keep her eyes open so she could hear the reindeer. She tried and she tried, but her eyes got heavy. They slowly drifted shut. The next thing she knew, it was Christmas.